We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of The Dictionary, read by me. First entry for this episode is aberrant. Aberrant, adjective. Circa 1780. 1. Strain from the right or normal way. 2. Deviating from the usual or natural type. Atypical. Aberrance is a noun. Aberrancy, another noun. And aberrantly, adverb. Another version of aberrant, noun, 1938. 1. An aberrant group, individual, or structure. 2. A person whose behavior departs substantially from the standard. Next is aberrated, adjective, 1893, aberrant. So I guess it's one who has been doing the aberranting. Next is aberration, noun, 1594. 1. The fact or an instance of being aberrant, especially from a moral standard or normal state. 2. Failure of a mirror, refracting surface or lens to produce exact point-to-point correspondence between an object and its image. Number 3. Unsoundness or disorder of the mind. 4. A small periodic change of the apparent position in celestial bodies due to the combined effect of the motion of light and the motion of the observer. 5. An aberrant individual. An adjective is aberrational. Next is abet. 1. To actively second and encourage as an activity or plan. 2. To assist or support in the achievement of a purpose. Synonym, see incite. Abetment, noun, abettor, or abettor, with an O-R or an E-R, are also nouns. That's the one who is doing the abetting. Next entry, abeyance, A-B-E-Y-A-N-C-E, a noun. 1640, 1. A lapse in succession during which there is no person in whom a title is vested. 2. Temporary inactivity, suspension. Abeyant is the adjective form. Abhor, A-B-H-O-R. To regard with extreme repugnance, loathe. Synonym, see hate. Abhorrer is a noun, A-B-H-O-R-R-E-R. Next entry is abhorrence. 1660, noun, 1A, the act or state of abhorring. B, 1B, the feeling of one who abhors. 2, one that is abhorred. Next is abhorrent. Adjective, 1A, archaic, strongly opposed. 1B, feeling or showing abhorrence. 2, not agreeable, contrary, as in a notion abhorrent to their philosophy. 3, being so repugnant as to stir up positive antagonism, as in acts abhorrent to every right-minded person. Abhorrently is the adverb. Next is abib, A-B-I-B with a capital A. Noun, 1530, the first month of the ancient Hebrew calendar corresponding to Nisan. Nisan, not sure how to pronounce that one, N-I-S-A-N. See month table. Next is abidance, A-B-I-D-A-N-C-E. Noun, 1647. 1. An act or state of abiding. Maybe it's pronounced abidance. I think that sounds more correct. Continuance. Next entry is, I believe it's pronounced abidance. Noun, 1647. 1. An act or state of abiding. Continuance, yep. 2. Compliance, as in the abidance by the rules. Next entry, abide, A-B-I-D-E. If you're a Coen Brothers fan, you know this word. Or even if you're not a Coen Brothers fan. 1. To wait for, await. 2A. To endure without yielding, withstand. 2B. To bear patiently, tolerate, as in cannot abide such bigots. 3. To accept without objection, as in will abide your decision. Another form of it. 1. To remain stable or fixed in a state. 2. To continue in a place, sojourn. Synonym, see bear, B-E-A-R, and continue. Abider is the noun. And another version of this, abide by. 1. To conform to, as in abide by the rules. 2. To acquiesce in, as in will abide by your decision. Next entry, the bottom of page 2, is abiding, adjective, enduring, continuing, as in an abiding interest in nature. The adverb is abidingly. And since we ended the page, that's probably a good place to end. Thank you. Until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Fascinating.